This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
Live from Las Vegas, home of Super Bowl 58.
Drop.
It's the Rich Eisen Show.
It's humbling because I never thought I would be in this many Super Bowl games.
When you look at the 49er logo, you think of success in Super Bowls.
Earlier on the show, actor and comedian Keegan-Michael Key. Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Steve Young. Coming up. Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Rod Woodson, WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of day number one of our residency here in Las Vegas is on the air. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show, live from Las Vegas at the TurboTax Studio. Like football, life is all about making moves. And when you file with TurboTax, you've got the tools, experts, and services needed to make your moves count. Rich Eisen here. My guys to my right, we've got TJ Jefferson and Chris Brockman and Mike Del Tufo. We just had Keegan-Michael Key stop by and Nate Burleson crash the set. And Steve Young is sticking around here because we got not one but two Hall of Famers to kick off hour number two. Steve Young is still here with us, the Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Leave.
Partner,
I'm
no,
staying.
No, no, partnering with Doug.
Long trek, and I'm just gonna rest.
Fellow Hall of Famer, on behalf of NFL alumni, a man who I probably have done more NFL Network hours with, even 20 years in, and we haven't worked together in a very long time. The great Rod Woodson, good to see you. How are
you? Good seeing you, my brother. My old teammate.
You don't realize.
My old teammate in 97.
97?
Came
into town to San Francisco.
Got us all right, shipped.
We lost the NFC Championship game to Green Bay.
Right.
I was there. I was where Stevie.
Why is this blowing my mind here?
The rib was out. I couldn't play. And I was at the training room at BYU a couple of weeks later. The guy goes, oh, hold on. I go, no, I broke it. I can't move. I haven't moved for 3 weeks. He goes, oh, I'm totally fine. It was out of joint. I missed the championship game because the rib was out of joint.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you were that helpful?
Rod was the man.
I tried.
Well, he also sprained my AC joint at a Pro Bowl, Rod Woodson.
What'd he do?
Okay.
How long is this story? Because I got to get settled in.
I'm not that long-winded, Steve. No, it's not that long. So we're at a first ever Pro Bowl covering it for NFL Network. Rod is part of NFL Network. Ray Lewis was part of our crew for the week. And at the end of Total Access, he says, I'll teach you how to tackle. And I'm like, okay. And they brought out, what? They brought out it wasn't a sled, it was a tackling dummy?
Like a tackling dummy, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so Rod's holding it, and Ray's teaching me how to hit it. And I'm thinking to myself on live TV, how much money would this go for at a charity auction to be taught by these two guys?
We'll teach you how to tackle.
I'm living in the moment, Steve, is what I'm trying to tell you. And so I'm like, I am going to hit this thing and hit it hard. He lets the tackling dummy go.
I go straight through it
and landed on my shoulder.
Yeah, you didn't know the technique because you never hit a dummy before.
That's correct.
And I think that was the
problem. Or smart.
You expected him to hold it.
Yes.
Because then he'd hit it hard.
You never hold the tackling dummy when they're tackling.
It, and then you kind of
you go through and you let it go.
At the end.
The coach lets it go.
There's
and
an
then
athletic,
he rolled on his shoulder.
There's an athletic move at the end. You're supposed to be able to roll and get off.
I did roll, unfortunately, on top of my shoulder.
Yes. Did you really separate it?
I didn't separate it. An AC joint sprain. I had to go to my left hand and the handheld mic the rest of the week.
And by the way, those two teaching you how to tackle, those two launched and they were just like missiles coming at you. And you're like, oh, fastest, biggest, strongest dudes in the history of man.
Oh, my God. For sure. Steve Young here on the Rich Eisen Show. You were on in the last segment, but I wanted to give you your time. I've just been told you've got five more minutes left with us, and then Rod will finish up with you as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We share. We go back.
Good. We're all teammates. Good. We're teammates.
Good enough.
He's my quarterback.
That's right.
He's my quarterback.
What do you think Super Bowl 58 boils down to, if you can? What it comes down to
me,
what?
The 49ers, we saw, remember Thanksgiving, everyone's like, just give it to them. Who's going to beat them?
Right.
And then all of a sudden they play the Ravens, and they don't play really their game in the last month. If they don't play their game and that does stays the same, it's a crapshoot, what you've seen the last couple of weeks in the playoffs for them.
Yes.
If they can get themselves righted, no one's going to beat them. So I think it's the first quarter, you'll get a feels like, is this the Niners of Thanksgiving or is this the Niners of Christmas? And if it's the Niners of Thanksgiving, I don't care what Patrick does. There's not enough people. It's the best collection of athletes put together in a team in the free agency area in the last 10, 15 years. And if they can get righted and get moving forward, then no one's going to beat them.
So what do you think Super Bowl 58 boils down to?
I'm right there with Steve in the sense that the last 2 weeks or the last two playoff games that the 49ers have played, they haven't played their best football. And they still won. They found a way to manufacture a win and get it out. I don't think that they're going to do it three. Normally, really good teams don't have three bad games in a row.
I told them, and there's no way you can do this. You got it right.
I believe they right the ship. Defensively, they're going to play, I think, much better. But give it to the best running back in the National Football League. Find Ayuk, and that's what Purdy's been doing, and everybody's been saying he's a game manager. I think that's a bunch of hogwash. I think he's an outstanding quarterback that can find his playmakers. And defensively, it comes down to their defense. If their defense plays the way they're capable of playing, and how they played for the vast majority of the regular season, not the way they did in the postseason these last two games, I'm leaning toward the 49ers winning the football game.
You know, the game manager stuff,
That's crazy.
Again, Rich, it's a compliment. The people need to stop using it as a slur. Three quarters of the job is game. Peyton Manning, you name them, three quarters of their job was game managing. And so people think, oh, that's a terrible thing. They're using it as a slur because he can't run around, throw stiff armor defensive linemen. We just talked about last segment. And you've got to just let him be himself. Stop.
Now, if he was a first round pick, they would never say that.
Never.
If he was a first round pick, but he wasn't.
But him being the last pick in the draft is a reason to root for it.
You know what I mean?
And also understand that, the moments like the first three quarters against Green Bay and the first half against the Lions might still happen with him. And that might be the issue in Super Bowl 58. You can't have one of those quarters or halves, I'd imagine, against the Chiefs.
That is true.
And get away with it. And you're not advancing to a parade.
But he's still young.
Right?
He's still a young.
He's the third youngest to start a Super Bowl.
I mean, I think about my first 3 years in today's NFL, they would have said I was a bust. Because
I was underground. I mean, I was on a white flag. I was just trying to wave, somebody help me.
You have to allow these kids to develop and grow. And he has done that at a really good rate. It's just for some odd reason that in today's NFL, we want these young kids, these young players to play at a high level their first year, their second year. And it took me 4 years to get to that point.
Steve, what does the Body Confidence Sport Program with
Hold on. Brad doesn't know this. I coached, helped my girls coach girls flag football in California. It was the first year that was ever been allowed. Explosive in their, desire to play the game, and then once they learned the game, how much they loved it. And so Dove called me and said, look, we've got this project, Body Confidence Sport, where we have this to teach coaches, because half of the girls over 14 don't play sports because of how they feel about their body. And so they want to teach coaches to empower the girls to go play the sports that they love. And because I was involved with flag football, it's like flag football in women's sports will take over soccer. I mean, at the end of the year, the girls, this is my favorite sport. They realize that football's choreography. Football's just different plays, and if you do one on time, and they run around and it was phenomenal. So I think Dove saw what happened and said, you know what, we want this project. We want to empower women, young girls, to feel confident in their skin to go play sports. And flag football is now it's in the Olympics in 2028. So I said, Steve, would you go and kind of help get the word out? And I said, I saw my girls go through it. I saw how they felt about the game. both of them at different times, they played sports their whole lives, said, this is my favorite sport I've ever played. And I thought, that's a heck of a thing that football was kept from them for millennia.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they can play and they say, oh, thanks for letting me play. It's now my favorite sport. It's a revelation in many ways. So that's the Body Confidence Sport, the program that they've got that I think is very worthwhile checking out.
Yeah, and check it out through all of Dove's social handles and also at Steve Young QB. They're pulling you. Your people are pulling you. So
quit whispering because I don't know what you're saying.
Your people are pulling you. They're pulling you. They're taking you out.
I can't hear you.
That's right. Oh, I'm
going to go back over the mountain. Rod, I had to climb. It was like a Sherpa. I had to get over it. It's like, it takes 15 hours. It's like a day trip.
Well, I appreciate
Grand
you coming.
Cannon.
I appreciate it. We have a nice gift bag for you.
I can't wait to get it. Rod,
he has a nice
great
gift
to see you, brother.
See
much
you,
love
brother.
To you.
There you go.
Rich,
there's Steve
always.
Young. You're the best.
You're the man.
Thank you. There's Steve Young, everybody. There he goes, escaping the pocket as only he can. So you do Ravens games on the radio. What happened? I mean, how do you honestly, like,
right?
how do you only get six running back carries when you're the Ravens?
I just don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Coach Monken.
Yeah.
I think he's done a tremendous job throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
And how he made Lamar grow as a passing quarterback this past year, throwing the ball outside the numbers, throwing the ball down the field, protecting the football. Tremendous job all year long. It's just that last game. I think everybody, I was scratching my head in the booth. Like, what are we doing out there and not running the football? I mean, Gus Edwards gets the first carry, 12 yards. He doesn't touch the ball again until the third quarter. So
yeah.
I think that's the question mark. They just didn't play their best game. Defensively, they came around in the second half. Offensive, they just never came around. And you can't have 8 critical penalties, 15-yard penalties. It wasn't like the 5-yarders, 15-yard penalties, and have 3 turnovers and think you can win in a championship game. It's just not going to happen.
So what did you see from the Chiefs on that day that you think they can replicate in Super Bowl 58?
Their defense is good.
Really good,
their defense,
right?
Is
that kid Karlaftis, you know, he's a Boilermaker, right?
He's a boiler up, hammer down.
That's right.
Jarius Sneed is turned into one of the best corners in the National Football League.
Yes.
He played well last year, but he didn't play this good last year. The defense, Coach Spags, has done a tremendous job all year long with this defense. This team has been ran by their offense for the most part the last several years.
Yes.
But this year, it was their defense. Their defense made them the difference makers. And Patrick Mahomes is going to make some plays now. He's going to find a way to make some plays, which he did. And for them, collectively, they got a really good football team. But I just think if the 49ers just play, and I'm like Steve, if the 49ers correct some of the things that they did defensively and keep that game close, they can get that Super Bowl win.
So what's your prediction?
I'm going with the 49ers.
Ooh,
I'm an AFC guy. I played in the AFC for quite a long time.
Whoa.
But I'm going with the 49ers.
Why
thinking that they're not going to play 3 bad games in a row. I just don't think they will. I think defensively they'll get it corrected. They're going to play really good football. They'll keep the game close, and they'll win that game.
So how does the defense correct itself? Like, how does that –
well,
against Mahomes and Kelce, I mean, that's not the...
First thing is, you can't let Travis Kelce release off the line and never be touched.
So
you just can't do that.
Who handles that?
Linebackers, defensive ends,
Chase
outside
Young gives
backers.
Him a little young, a little nudge.
If he's by the core, you take your defensive end, outside linebacker, you move him out a little bit, you let him run through Travis Kelce, 87, to the quarterback.
Right.
Don't give him a free release. Take away the number one read and make him beat you with the number two, number three, and if they win, then so be it. But you can't give him the number one read, which is 87, and then give him number two and number three. You just can't do that. And I think if they can take away that number one read, which is 87, Travis Kelce, that can put more pressure on Mahomes, and then you got a ball goes in the air, playing a little zone, little man, maybe get a tip, some overthrows, interceptions. I believe they get that win.
And so the 49ers win the Super Bowl.
We've
had more
like
Niners
than
Chiefs here. Oh, nice.
We've had way more.
Good one.
Yeah, way more.
Good one. What are you doing with NFL Alumni Health?
NFL Alumni Health partner with the DEA. And it's to remind people to be very careful with fentanyl. Because everybody's getting painkillers and whatnot through social media.
and it's starting to be laced with fentanyl. And over 300 people a day last year died from drug poisoning or overdose. And you just got to be real. You got to go if you're going to do anything with your with getting pain medication or any type of medication. Go to a licensed physician. Go to a licensed pharmacist. Don't go on social media, please. Right. Just be smart. And it's personal for me because my oldest son had a problem with addiction years ago when he was younger. And he's gotten through it. It wasn't in this stage where they're cutting a lot of stuff with fentanyl. So I'm just out there to let the people know, be smart about it, be wise about it, understand that you're getting stuff not from your doctor, not from your pharmacist. You never know how they're making it.
One pill can kill is the message, and you can go to dea.gov/onepill for more information. Before I let you go, who do you think should be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers week one next year?
Whoever they draft.
Is that right?
I don't think their starting quarterback is in the roster. I just don't think he's there.
Pickett got hurt. You thought you didn't see enough of him. Talking about letting somebody develop, right?
I just don't know if he's that guy. Like, if they would have took Dan Marino years ago, I probably wouldn't say anything today about them taking a Pitt quarterback. I just don't know if the quarterback of the future is there. I just don't know. And
what about if Justin Fields is available because the Bears draft?
They normally don't trade.
Russ?
The Steelers don't do that. That's just not who they are.
Well, maybe
so
it's time
I would
to
be
that
really
way.
Surprised
yeah.
if they did something of that nature. That's not who they are as a organization. Would that be a good idea? I think it'd be a really good idea if you get Kirk Cousins, who's been there, who's done it. He's an older guy. He knows how to play. He knows how to distribute the football. He can throw the football down the field. He has some great little social media content with his little five chains and all that. So, I mean, he fits into the black and gold era. So I wouldn't be surprised if they can do that more than trading for Fields.
Rod Woodson, you are one of my favorites, man. Thanks for coming down
here. I love
here.
You. I know you've arrived because you gave us a goodie bag. Oh. We got swag, man. We got swag.
Oh, we've got some good stuff in there, too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I
when we're hooked up with Roku, Roku's going to hook you up.
My question to you, though, is are you going to run your 40 in
the Elvis suit?
In the Elvis gear?
Maybe I should do that this
yes.
year.
That's what I want to know.
Absolutely,
would
Rod.
It make me faster?
I don't know about that, Rich. Don't know.
I doubt it. You're the man. Thanks, Rod Woodson.
I appreciate you.
Everybody,
brother.
Again, dea.gov/onepill. NFL Alumni Health has brought Rod Woodson to us. The WWE superstar, Seth Rollins.
Oh.
We'll get his thoughts on what the Bears should do with the number one overall pick, right?
Seth freaking
nice
Rollins.
Belt.
All right. Coming up next right here, live from Las Vegas.
Woo!
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, live from Las Vegas. And our radio audience will return in a matter of moments. I have my belts have runneth over.
Look at those things.
Look at what Seth Rollins has brought with us, not just his own belt, but these belts. I guess this is what happens, as you say, when you partner up with the NFL, right?
Yeah, WWE partnered with the NFL. I got to apologize, first of all.
For?
They didn't give me an earpiece.
It's all good.
So I'm going to have a hard time.
I'll speak up.
I'm going to have a hard time hearing. But Yeah, WWE partnered with the NFL this year, so we got championship belts for all the teams in the NFL. Obviously, it comes down to these two. Big game Sunday, but I got my Bears one at home. Don't worry, I got my Bears one at home.
Just wanted to make sure that we're still all good. But you're dressed fully in red right here, man.
It's the color of the game, man, color of the week. I figured I'd, you know, and very neutral as well, so you don't know what side I'm on.
That's true.
Yeah.
It could be Niners, could be Chiefs.
Absolutely.
We don't know. So that means I would have to, at some point, ask you a direct question, which I will. Don't you worry.
Okay.
But this is the real, genuine article. I mean,
yeah, those are cool.
By the way, look at, like, I'll turn it around. You can see the branding inside. It's both the WWE and the NFL logos together.
I love it
inside the belt.
Amazing.
That's top notch, right?
That is sweet. Wow. This is
need a Patriots one.
Real deal.
Patriots. Patriots guy,
Patriots,
we get you
one.
A Patriots one.
You have enough belts,
for sure,
man.
Yeah, you got enough rings and belts and whatever, man.
He's got enough of that.
Yeah.
All right, so our radio audience is joining us once again in a matter of seconds. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show with Seth Rollins. We're going to talk about WrestleMania. We're going to talk about his Bears, talk about the Super Bowl. So much still to come as well. In hour number three, Baker Mayfield will be here, as will Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, to be fair and balanced, talking about the NFC North right here at the Super Bowl. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And look who has stopped by. This is now a new tradition every single year. As long as you are here, sir, at the Super Bowl, we are thrilled to have the WWE World Heavyweight Champion and diehard Bears fan Seth Rollins is here on the program.
Yeah, good to see man. You. Thank you for having me. I like it. This setup is, you're in a much nicer spot than last year.
This is a spot, huh?
Look at it, man. We got people. Look, we got kids everywhere.
Yeah, it's
we got
kids
Nickelodeon in the background.
By the way, it's every day is kids' day for me. I've got three of them. You've got a daughter?
I got a daughter, three-year-old girl. Yeah, man, she's the best, dude. Yeah, so every day is kids day for us too. We love it.
Her name is Rue, is that
Rue? Okay. Yeah, man, she's awesome. She's
dominant.
What's that?
Dominant.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, she runs the show. No doubt about it. I mean, it's not no questions asked. But she's awesome. She's a trooper. She's been traveling with us for the last couple of years. Everywhere we go, she goes. She's amazing. Here at a hotel right now partying.
All right.
Amazing.
That's the way it happens in Vegas.
I know, right?
So let's just jump into it about your Bears.
Let's do it.
Seth, what do you think the Bears should do with the first overall pick?
Trade it, man. Ooh. Trade it. If you can trade back in that top five, because I love Justin Fields.
You do.
I love him, man. I've been thinking about this because I knew I was going to get asked, and I've been thinking about it hard all season, you know, all the ups and downs, all the rumors, all the talk. And my gut tells me to stick with the guy. My gut tells me to stay with him. He's a player. He's got the skill set. If we can stay in the top five, I say trade that pick. But if you feel like you're going to miss out on, say, a Marvin Harrison, then maybe you just draft him at number one. Go ham. I think you put somebody like that around him. I'm in a really good headspace with where the Bears are at the end of the season. I feel like next season with Justin Fields at the helm, we can make moves, man.
Well, I think the things are set up for the Bears perfectly, quite frankly.
Yes, sir.
Because they finished real strong.
Yes.
And the defense seems to be Bears-like. It looks a lot like a Bears defense that you would come to know and
yes,
love.
Sir.
And they made an interesting choice by sticking with their coach when there's like the Belichicks and Vrabels and Jim Harbaugh was out there as well. So they made that decision. But if they want to go Caleb Williams, he's incredibly talented, you know, with all due respect
all due
to
respect,
Justin Fields.
Absolutely.
I think it's a more difficult decision this year than it was last year. I thought they made the right decision last year, certainly since they now have the number one overall pick again because of the decision they made. That said, Washington is where Caleb Williams grew up.
Yep.
And if Washington, which needs a quarterback, wants to just move out one spot, the Bears could make a killing, keep Justin Fields, and get Marvin Harrison Jr. anyway.
Yes.
Because Washington's not moving up to get him.
Yes.
So that's the choice that you would make.
New England's number three, I think Washington's number two. They both are quarterback needy teams.
They are.
If you can pit them against each other, one of them might want that number one spot. If they both want Caleb Williams, somebody's going to want to move up to get that spot if he's their guy, you know? And so I think if you can move down to a two or a three, get the farm and get Marvin Harrison, We're in a great place.
I mean,
that would be a haul. We'll see. I thought what Poles did last season was great, trading the pick. We'll see what he can do this year, but that's where my heart's at. I feel like it's a win-win situation in Chicago.
What do you like about Justin Fields?
I like his heart, man. I like his character. He plays hard. He can make all the throws. He's got the arm. Obviously, and I think he would tell you this too, plenty of stuff for him to work on as a quarterback, as a pocket passer, but he's got that intangible. When the play breaks down and all hell breaks loose, you can count on him to get something done. He did a great job in the back half of the season limiting his turnovers, his fumbles especially.
Yeah.
And I think if you can continue to do that and get the ball out of his hands a little sooner, you got a really good set of skill players on that team.
Seth Rollins is here with his belt, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. WrestleMania, well, it's like the Super Bowl now, man. It's huge.
For two nights, man.
Well, exactly. Could you imagine if the Super Bowl was two nights? But the reason why I mention that is
double elimination.
We're now referring to it with Roman numerals.
Yeah.
It's just like referring to it with Roman numerals, just like a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania extra large.
Yeah, we're there,
XL,
man. We're at the 40.
It's
we did it.
40.
Wow.
Takes place Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir. At the Link, baby.
At the Link.
Outdoors. Gonna be cold. I'm hoping for snow. I'm hoping for the first WrestleMania with some snow, you know what I mean? Winter gets pushed back a little bit more every single year, so maybe we'll get like some snow. I want the atmosphere, you know?
Why is that?
I want the whole Philly feel, you know? I want it.
You're from Iowa. You're used to the cold, right? So.
Oh, I can't hear you.
You got to speak up.
I told him he's from Iowa. He's used to the
you're
cold.
You're from Iowa.
Yes, sir.
So you're used to the cold.
I'm used to the cold. Yeah. I get it. I understand playing out in the winter, man. I used to wrestle with my buddies out in the front lawn in the snow. We dug it.
Is that how you first got into wrestling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I loved it as a fan from a young age. My dad took me to my first show when I was like four or something like that. I saw everybody, the Legion of Doom, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, the Mountie, the Big Boss Man, all of them. I just loved it. I loved the characters. I loved the pageantry. I loved everything about it, and I never grew up. I just never grew out of it, you know? And so, yeah, first little go-around was on my trampoline with my buddies just trying to do the moves, you know?
Did you ever try wrestling, like, as a sport in
not
high school?
Not really, no.
Because that's Iowa.
Iowa, right?
That's it.
Dan Gable, that's the deal. But
yeah, right.
I never was interested, man. I was a performer. I just wanted to do that. I never got on the mat. I did a little. I tried 1 year, my senior year. I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. But I only did it because I thought it would help me in the ring. I thought, oh, maybe I can learn some skills.
So you put on the singlet?
I put on the singlet to try to help me in the leotard later on, or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, I didn't even – I ended up having some injuries that kept me out for the season, so I never wrestled a match. Just did all the practice lead up to it and never had a match.
Now, it would have been great if you really were great at that too, where you weren't hurt, and you got great at that, and then at one point in, like, the biggest match – for the University of Iowa with Dan Gable, you then started doing the moves that professionally.
Yeah.
And just turn it into that.
There you go. There's a story
what
right
about
there.
That?
You just built the character in 1 second, my man. There you go. I don't think I could have got away with it, but, you know, it would have been a good time.
Do you have a question I could pass it along? He's Mr. Wrestling of the Rich Eisen Show.
I see him over there with his Bray Wyatt shirt on, and I just want to say I respect that. I appreciate that. We lost Bray, Wyndham Rotunda. We lost him last year. He passed away tragically at a very young age, but he's a very, very close friend of mine, so I appreciate that. Mad respect to you, man. Thank you.
I love the guy myself. First of all, how's your knee?
How's your knee?
The knee's good, man. It feels really good. I tore my MCL 3 weeks ago. Meniscus injury in there as well. But I feel really good. I really kind of turned a corner this week with the rehab. I'm feeling really good. I think another 3 or 4 weeks or so. I'm not exactly sure, but I'll definitely be back before WrestleMania.
So you're going to be healthy, ready to go?
I will be healthy, ready to go 100% at WrestleMania, no question.
No matter who your opponent is, because it seems as though right now everything's up in the air.
We don't know.
You don't know.
We don't know. I threw it out there. I said, Cody Rhodes, come take a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship.
By the way, you made a very compelling argument 2 months ago for him to come after you.
I understand Cody Rhodes, one of the top performers in WWE. He's got to finish the story. He's got the story in mind. He wants the WWE Championship. It's the title that his father, the late, great American Dream Dusty Rhodes, has never won. Almost won it, had it ripped away. He never won it. He wants to fulfill that destiny. I understand that. But that title don't mean what it once did. Roman Reigns has ruined that title. This is the championship in WWE right here. This is the most prestigious title in our entire industry. I put in the work over the past year to make it that way, and I want to test myself against the best at WrestleMania, and the best is the winner of the Royal Rumble now 2 years in a row, Cody Rhodes. That's what I want.
So why might it not happen?
Well, because Cody is dead set on finishing this story, for one. And two, we got a bigger wrench in the picture. His name is Dwayne Johnson, known in our world as The Rock. So I don't know what's going to happen. We got a big press conference tomorrow at T-Mobile. Something's going down. I don't know what it is, but hopefully we'll get some answers, because we've been waiting since Royal Rumble, and we ain't got no answers. More questions than answers.
And you want answers.
I want answers. We all want answers. You guys want answers, right?
Yeah, I need answers.
We need answers. We got to know. WrestleMania is like 60 days away or something like that. We got to know what's going on.
What do you mean that Roman Reigns ruined it?
Well, look, Roman Reigns is working on his own schedule, all right? And in his mind, he thinks that makes the title bigger. And maybe at a time, that was the truth. But the problem is, Roman Reigns isn't present, which means his title isn't present, which means you don't have a crack at it, which means there's a glass ceiling, which means this, the title that he holds isn't going to be in every town, in every city. It's not there. It's the Hollywood title. It's as close to a prop as you can call it. And I don't want to demean it, because I've been the World Heavyweight Champion, that WWE Champion. And when I was, I took it everywhere. I defended it all over the place. I made sure that it was present. I made sure that it was on Raw. It was on SmackDown. I made sure that other people had an opportunity at that title. And he has kind of demeaned the title so much that it just don't mean what this one means, man. I built this one up from nothing, from scratch. This didn't exist a year ago. Didn't exist a year ago. And now I'm walking into WrestleMania, biggest champion in the biz.
And The Rock is a wrench in the system now.
I don't know what The Rock's intentions are. He hasn't made that clear. That's what I'm saying. What are the answers? We need them. He showed up. He confronted Roman Reigns. Cody Rhodes kind of seemed to acquiesce, but we don't have any answers. You know, we don't know. So hopefully we'll get some answers at this press conference, and we can get these main events set for WrestleMania.
And we definitely know your knee's going to be ready for Philly.
Knee will be ready to go, no problem. I'm ready to defend the title at WrestleMania. I could go right now if you strap this thing in a brace.
And then you want snow. You want snow.
You know, it'd be nice.
Philadelphia
snow. It'd be nice, man. We got two nights of WrestleMania. Maybe we can avoid some weather, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What do you think happens in Super Bowl 58?
Man, that's a tough one. I love this game. I think you got two really fantastic teams right here. My gut tells me you got to bet on the best player, and the best player is Pat Mahomes. I thought Kansas City was going to win one playoff game this year.
Right.
I did. I thought they were going to win one.
They were going to win in the cold against Miami and be done.
And that was it.
And then the Bills would take them
out. Yes, that's exactly what I thought. That's what I felt. And they've surprised me. They've really come together as an offense in the postseason, and their defense has been stellar all year. And I think defense is going to make it a close game. And when it's close, you got to bet on the best player, man. And I love the Niners. I love Kittle. I love CMC. I love all those guys. But I got to go with Mahomes. I got
to
go with it.
Yeah, they to use the phrase you just said, they did flip a switch on offense.
Right.
But they also have that heart of a champion.
Right.
That you can't discount. And when, you know, we say it in the media, it sounds like we're just paying lip service in a way, but because it's not something that you could hold, like, your belt or these belts. It's just something that comes out, that leads to the belts, that you can't see.
Yep.
You just know it's in there.
It's there.
And the Niners may have it Sunday.
They may.
But
it's an intangible, and Mahomes and Reed have got it. And, yeah, you're right. It's that experience, and it's that poise that when you get to the biggest game, or in my case, the biggest matches, that you can deliver. Because that's not an easy thing. I think people take that for granted. They know, these guys play every year. They play their whole life. Playing on Sunday or wrestling for me on a Monday, it is different than when you get to the big stage. The pressure elevates, and you are playing at the highest level, and it is so easy. One mistake changes everything. And that experience, that poise, that whatever you want to call it, that it factor, that X factor, that gumption, that moxie, whatever it is, that's an intangible factor that some people have, some teams have, some champions have and others don't. You're dead on, man. Dead on.
Good to see you, Seth Rollins.
Great to be here, thanks, guys.
Every year, anytime you're
let's
around.
Let's do it, man.
Let's
we'll
do
make it.
It
a tradition.
And,
I love it.
And if you're in L.A., you know, we'll have you in studio. There won't be about a million kids running around.
I love the vibe, man.
I know.
I love it.
I think you're comfortable energy. In this
yeah,
sort
I'm
of atmosphere.
Good. I'm feeling good.
Man. I think he'll enjoy my corner in the studio if he comes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He's got everything decked out in his corner.
Nice. I will dig your corner then.
WrestleMania 40 on Saturday, April 6th, Sunday, April 7th in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. The event streams live in the U.S. exclusively on Peacock, which you can see right here on the Roku portal. We are back in just a couple of minutes here from Las Vegas with my power rankings of Vegas icons and Baker Mayfield and Justin Jefferson in Hour 3.
Now let's go out there and broadcast.
Yeah!
The Vince Lombardi Trophy is sitting here in all of its beautiful, shiny glory.
Brady, look at you. You got a big desk. You got a rock and roll band. You got the Lombardi Trophy.
Right now, I'm feeling really low. Like, yeah, you're up like Yao Ming, and I'm looking up to you.
Like, you're Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah, I'm Muggsy right now.
This is very Tonight Show-like. I mean, I feel like I'm at McMahon over here. I should have the great Karnak visit us.
Yes, I should open the envelope.
Here we go. HTC Mike and the Houston Texas Cheerleaders, everybody.
There's a bit of pizzazz there.
Oh, dang. Wow. You almost threw out your back right there.
You don't bring me in here no. to do traditional stuff.
Say go.
Was he holding me or was he not holding me? I came and found my wallet. My wallet is missing right now.
And now, Rich, come on. I'm just saying, you look like it might stink a little bit, Rich. Everybody be like, yo, I saw Rich Eisen leave the bathroom, and oh my God, what'd he eat?
How in the hell do you do that with your
pants? You know what? It's magic, baby. It's magic.
He swears that he's going to be able to get a selfie with Lady Gaga. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely not.
I'm bringing a peck poppin'. I'm bringing a peck poppin'.
You ready?
Maybe a key catch.
Here we go.
There we go. Gotta like it.
$100,000 pyramid, man. Come on, win some money, baby. Help somebody win some money.
$100,000.
Guaranteeing $100,000 for whatever lucky individual your producers care to pair up
okay.
with you.
This man won a major award last night, the Pat Summerall Sports Broadcast Journalist Award.
Thank you.
It's the biggest award there is, folks, so give it up.
Thank you.
And it looks like, Rich.
Yes.
It looks like something was drank out of it.
Yes.
Jaeger. Jaeger.
Wow, that was back in our day. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, here part of the Roku Channel live feed from Las Vegas, Nevada. You can stream the Super Bowl on Westwood One this Sunday for free, sponsored by AutoZone all season long. Every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL has been live on the NFL app, or you can listen to it, stream it, by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner on the call for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Did we make a little bit of wrestling news there? I got that sense.
Just listening to him
clap back.
It's been big news, but he hasn't been heard. His side of the story has not been heard yet. So in a sense, yes. We
okay.
Fantastic.
That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, but he's right. The Rock came back and he did throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into the plans. So it's going to be interesting to see how WWE pivots right now.
When do they let them know?
Know what?
Who's fighting who?
Probably about a month out.
Okay.
You know, hopefully 2 months, like you said. It's getting within 60 days.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. Like, I've never seen it this up in the air right now, especially with The Rock coming back. Just kind of have to wait and see.
We may have to pop over to that press conference tomorrow at T-Mobile.
Yeah, I think I might have to be.
You know what I mean?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
When is it?
4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. You guys are free.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Good enough.
I figure we'll win a couple hundo and then head over.
Flash our credentials and just walk right in.
That's how it works.
I think so.
Good for you.
I have no idea.
With a pocket full of chips, maybe.
All right, guys. We are in Las Vegas, Nevada. This just in. I'll be straight up with you. I always thought a very, very warm place would have to freeze over before the NFL put the Super Bowl in this town. And yet, here we are after there was a draft 2 years ago. And every single week this week, I've delivered my power rankings, 1 through 10, of the best teams in the National Football League. And ever since we, you know, got fewer than 10 teams remaining, we've pivoted. And now we have the ultimate pivot. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my power rankings of Las Vegas icons.
Oh, baby.
Brought to you by Subway. Oh. Hit it.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
All right, are we ready? Are we ready? Mike, give me some Vegas music a little bit.
Let's go.
Thank you. Here we go. Number 10 on my list of iconic Vegas individuals. My power ranking starts with Mr. Chow.
Oh,
yes. He jumped straight out of a Mercedes trunk, and he's that drug lord who gets high on his own supply a little bit too much from the hangover. Mr. Chow, right. Leslie Chow,
yes.
You're right, is number 10 on my list of Vegas icons.
So long.
All right, number 9 on the list. We go from Mr. Chow to Liberace.
Hey.
Why not?
Hey.
Yes. Liberace had regular televised specials from the Las Vegas Hilton, and he made $50,000 a week at the Riviera in the 60s.
Wow.
Which is, by the way, how you can have a mansion currently called the Liberace Mansion that is a historical landmark less than 3 miles from this set.
Woof.
He first played Las Vegas in 1944. That makes him an icon of Las Vegas. Liberace's number 9 on the list. Number 8 on the list. There's many comics that I could put on this list. There's two of them that I have on this list. The first one is a guy that I saw the first night I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, with my friends in college. I came here with my Staten Island buddies, and I went to the Hacienda, which is no longer existing, and I saw Red Fox. And he is a Vegas icon. Let me tell you what. I saw Slappy White open up for Red Fox, the filthiest comic I've ever heard or seen in person.
True.
And I'll tell you this. After Sanford and Son finished, he moved to Las Vegas. He spent 40 years in Las Vegas. He's buried 5 miles from this set.
Oh.
And there is a legend, apparently, that his ghost haunts his old mansion, which is less than 5 miles from this set as well. That makes him a Vegas icon. He's number 8 on this list.
You big dummy!
Number 7 on this list. Now, somehow, some way, the concept of having Vegas residencies went away. They went away, and it was restored by this songstress.
Oh.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion
is number 7 on this list.
Yes!
She had a residency at Caesars that started in 2011 and ran through 2019. Over 2 million people saw her perform. And the reason why she's also on this list on this Super Bowl weekend, one of the 2 million people who saw Celine Dion in Caesars was Jerry Jones, who saw her setup at this residency with a huge Jumbotron behind her, and it put a light bulb over his head to put the hugest Jumbotron in the NFL go from a 20-yard line to a 20-yard line and hang it from AT&T Stadium. Yes, Celine Dion was the inspiration for Jerry Jones to put that huge-ass screen inside the home of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, that's an icon.
Thank you, Celine.
It sure does. Number 6 on the list of my power rankings of Vegas icons is Mr. Warmth himself, somebody who I saw perform at the Orleans Hotel when he was 86 years young, the great Don Rickles, who, as we all know, had an incredible role in the film Casino that was shot here in this town, Las Vegas. Don Rickles, who I have it right here, started headlining in Las Vegas in 1959.
Wow.
That puts him on this list at number 6. All right, let's get to the top 5 of my power rankings of Vegas icons. Number 5, they're German immigrants, and they had tigers. Siegfried and Roy. I looked it up.
Baby,
I looked it up. They met in the late 50s when they were working on the same cruise ship, yep. and they discovered they had a similar love for animals. How much so? They snuck a cheetah on board the ship. That's how it all started. 5,750 shows, an incredible run. That ended when Roy got mauled on stage. Listen,
they are
icons, and their Tigers are still performing here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Put them down?
I think so. They're Vegas icons. Number four, while we're talking about groups, the Rat Pack, Sinatra, Dino, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford. They played at the Sands Copa Room, for crying out loud, with Count Basie and his great orchestra performing the music. And we all know Ocean's 11 and so on and so forth. The Rat Pack is number four. Number three, Mr. Las Vegas himself performed over 30,000 shows in this here town, many of them at the Flamingo. Wayne Newton is number three on this list of Vegas icons. Number two, let's keep moving. It is the inspiration for the logo of this here show. You want to talk about a residency? How about 837 consecutive sellouts from 1969 to 1976 at the Las Vegas Hilton? Elvis Presley, Mr. Viva Las Vegas himself. He is number two on this list, and T.J. Jefferson is channeling his inner Elvis Presley as we speak. Look at that whole getup right there. He's number two on this list. Number one, you might be wondering, wait a minute, I've named Wayne Newton. Sinatra, Don Rickles, Siegfried and Roy,
Elvis
Presley. Who is number one? Well, I'll tell you about who number one is. It's a story that began when he and a guy named Hyman Roth ran molasses into Canada. They made a fortune. And later on, this guy had a vision. To build a city out of a desert stopover for GIs on the way out to the West Coast. That kid's name was Mo Green, and the city he invented was Las Vegas. And the thing that I loved about Mo Green is that he is a man of vision and guts. And for some reason, this town, there isn't even a plaque or a signpost or a statue of him in this town. And I'm not leaving this town until I see one.
GoFundMe. Mowgli.
And I understand if he doesn't have that plaque or a signpost, I've got to just let it go, because this is the business we've chosen, and that is my power rankings of Vegas icons.
Attaboy, Rich.
All presented by Subway. Every epic footlong deserves the perfect sidekick. Drop everything and try a delicious new footlong, cookie, pretzel, or churro. Subway today.
I mean, you ended strong.
Did I stick the landing or what?
You were Carrie Strug right there, just solid.
That is the best top 10 of all time. No heckling needed.
None.
Nailed it. Soup to nuts.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
When Elvis was two, I was like,
we did not know where you were going.
No.
Oh, and we also have what we think, as soon as the Raiders came to this town, Las Vegas, again, the vision of Mo Green. They should have changed the logo. And we have the logo.
That's right.
There it is. You put the patch over the eye of Mo Green. May he rest in peace.
Hey, Mo didn't mean nothing by that.
Well, I mean, he did get, spoiler alert, shot in the eye.
Well, you don't.
You know what I mean?
You understand who he was dealing with. He didn't quite understand.
Yeah, so.
Fredo got in trouble with him.
Well, Fredo told Michael, you know, come to this town and talk to a man like Mo Green like that. That's why he's the number one Vegas icon.
Fredo had an issue with waitresses, I think.
Showgirls.
Well, I mean, some people couldn't get a drink at the table. That's what I think you're saying. All right. Can't have any more Godfather references to my liking. So, this is the insane what's going on here.
There are so many people. I wish we could really show the audience how many people are surrounding us right now. What we're in the middle of.
They're all little kids just going nuts.
Rich, tackling dummies? You want redemption for your Pro Bowl mishap?
Oh, I should hold it.
There's literally tackling dummies.
Look, they're holding them. They're holding the tackling dummies, though. Unlike Rod.
And we got the slime world behind us.
Rich, those
slime
kids world. Are like 10. I think they probably need the dummy help.
All right, is my son's making his way to the set?
Oh, he already walked by. He is back and waiting.
Baker?
Yes.
Oh, me and Rich.
Boy.
It's a big moment.
Baker, Eisen, Mayfield.
Big moment.
I almost asked Seth Rollins for what advice he would give Travis Kelce for marrying, a strong-minded, very popular woman.
That would have been a great question. You should have.
Should I have asked him that?
You should have. Because
I don't know if Seth Rollins
is married to the man, Becky Lynch, so who knows?
I know he would know, but I don't know if Travis really needs any advice on that front.
I think Travis is doing just fine.
That's what I'm saying. He's perfectly fine.
Travis has never been married. Rich has been there and lived that life.
That's
so
true.
He can
Good
always
point.
Give him tips and
That's true.
Advice. Yeah.
20 years. Yes. Susie and I have been married 20 years. She's coming into town. We're going
and
to see you two tonight.
You had to chase her for how many of those?
Three prior.
Three.
Yeah. Be careful. She's listening right now.
Oh, I know. Like, she's been texting.
She has?
Oh, God.
About what?
Just things.
About all kinds of stuff.
Uh-oh. Look, it's her fault. She made you chase her for so long, Rich. We can't let her off the hook.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. You know?
TJ Jefferson.
Susie, TJ said that, not me.
No, no.
It wasn't us.
All right, so Baker Mayfield's making his way to the set. Justin Jefferson behind him. And I've got a top five list before we go out the door of the top five off-the-field moves that made both teams Super Bowl-worthy teams, the Chiefs and the 49ers. We're here on a Super Bowl Wednesday, day one of three of our residency here in Las Vegas, Nevada. When we come back right here on the Roku channel and this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more, Baker Mayfield, free agent to be, will be here. Still here on the Roku channel, however. What else is going on? Is there any news that's happening?
Not really. Some NBA trades are going down. But
what do we have?
Nothing significant.
Nothing to interrupt our flow?
Nothing to interrupt the flow. Nothing to interrupt the flow.
Your fantasy league trades?
Are we going to get any trades in our fantasy league?
No.
Why?
Because nobody makes them.
I've tried. I've offered.
Who have you offered?
Well, the guy
not me.
Who in
you
our
know
league,
I'll make trades.
The guy in our league who's made one roster move all season and is sitting near the bottom of the league. Who's
Cooper?
Not Cooper.
You're talking about my boy.
Talk about Chudwin.
Adam.
Oh,
Adam.
He doesn't want to make any moves. He likes being at the bottom. I don't know what to tell him.
Okay. Who'd you offer him? Joel Embiid?
Why I want to say this out loud. You know, it's, you know.
Okay.
You got to keep your moves. Wow. You know, this close guy. To the chest.
I thought you were slagging on my son.
Oh, no, not Cooper.
Don't Definitely. Slag on
That's my
You
man.
Don't slag on my children.
Even though I am playing him this week and I'm beating him down quite
look
badly.
Look who's sitting over
hey!
There.
Hey! Baker Mayfield Eisen.
That is right.
Eisen right. Mayfield. It's one of the two.
Oh, my God. There's so many children around here. It's unbelievable what's happening. We're going to get slimed.
We are going to get slimed. Best Del Tufo, you're getting slimed. Get ready.
Get ready. Please
that's
do that.
Slimed.
Can we end the show with you being slimed?
I got slimed on the drive out here. You guys have no idea what my drive was like.
No, Friday out
Coming
the door,
up,
you're getting slimed.
In the rain, I got slimed enough.
I don't think slime would come out of my dreads.
I don't think he understands what the concept of sliming is.
I know.
Baker Mayfield is here right on the Roku channel.
Let's go.
Back in just a couple minutes.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, "Oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro." And I should be like, "What song?" At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other and I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.